I don't know what happens in your house Friday nights, but I can tell you in my home, as soon as my children hear me stepping inside the house, they immediately stop everything that they were doing, the games they were playing. They run to take their places at the Shabbos table, even before I get to the head of the table. As we begin to sing Shalom Aleichem, they stand at perfect attention, singing every word along with me. They come to receive their special Friday night blessings, one at a time, without even being called. Kiddush, as I declare Kiddush, they stand in perfect silence with attention, listening to every word. Everybody washes without being asked. They even eat all of the courses that are served. When I say my Devar Torah, the children are at the edges of their seat, listening to every word, soaking in every idea. They ask insightful questions. A enlightening and inspiring conversation ensues. They bench out loud every word, and when the meal is done, they offer to clear the table. And when they're done, they set the table for Shabbos lunch. And if you believe that, come to my house Friday night. One of the things that we work on as we try to create a Shabbos table that's engaging for our children, we have to work on, in my mind, two things. The first is expectations, and the second is preparation. The scene that I just spoke about, I have never seen it played out in any house I've ever been at Friday night for Shabbos. It's not realistic, and one of the things that we have to set in our mind as we prepare what do we want our Shabbos table to look like with our children is what is a realistic expectation to have with our children? And I think a good starting place is think about what your weekday meal is with your children. From the time you set a plate in front of them with a dish that they like, it's macaroni and cheese for dinner, how long do they sit at the table eating before they're gone and finished off to another room? 5 minutes? 10 minutes max? Maybe 15? That's how long a meal lasts for most school-age children. And here we come Friday nights, and if you'll time it from the time you walk in the door and begin to call everybody to the table, and we finish singing Shalom Aleichem and Eishes Chayil, and we make Kiddush, and we give the children brachas, and we wash, and we have amotzi, and we have challah, and then some appetizer that they're not interested in, how much time goes by until we finally set the meal down in front of them, which if we prepared something that they like, 10, 15 minutes, and we'll still be sitting there? How long can we expect our children to sit at the Shabbos table with conversation which is not interesting to them? It's adult conversation. There has to be an expectation of what is an appropriate amount of time to expect the children at the given ages that they are that we would want them to be at the table. And if the expectation is realistic as to what it is that we want from them, what we expect, how long we expect them to sit there, how long they could be silent from the time we start singing Shalom Aleichem until after we wash for challah, how long is that, and what is a realistic expectation, we'll have in our minds the appropriate vision as to what we do want and what we can expect from them. After our expectation is realistic, the next step, I believe, is preparation. You have to be prepared. Nothing happens worthwhile without preparation. Once we have the expectation set in our minds that we recognize our children are going to be at the table for 20 minutes to 30 minutes of Shabbos, that's already a lot, but that's all that we're going to have. The next step is being prepared that when they're at the table, they feel like it's their Shabbos table too. It's so easy to get lost with our guests or even just with our spouse, and it becomes an adult Shabbos table that a child is just sitting there. We have to engage the children so that they feel this is also their Shabbos table. They have a part in it. They see that we value them being at the table and we want to engage them while they're at the table. The only way to do that is with preparation. It just doesn't happen naturally. Most of us as parents are not educated or trained as teachers in the classroom to know exactly how to engage children in an educational format in which we want to have them share their own Dvar Torah. We want to share something with them. It requires preparation. Preparation is not hours and hours of preparation, but it takes time before Shabbos starts to prepare whenever those moments exist. And I don't know at what point of my Shabbos meal my child is going to be sitting down. I don't know if it's going to be at the beginning of the table, if it's going to be at the end, or if it's going to be at dessert. I know at some point, as long as dessert will be served, my child will be sitting at the table with me, my children will be there, and I'm ready when they do, how I'm going to engage them. Whether it's going to be with a story, And there are hundreds of resources out there. You can easily look them up online. You can buy books. And every one of us has a different comfort level in terms of what types of stories like to say, so I don't have any particular suggestions, but if you look, you will find resources out there that you could share a story. Children are enraptured by stories at any age. You could tell a story that has some type of lesson in it that ties into the parsha, or that doesn't tie into the parsha, but will engage the children. There are questions that you can ask them, whether it's, again, with the parsha or about other matters. The resources are out there, but we have to be prepared that when we have them at our table, that we engage them and we stop whatever adult conversation is going on with our spouse or with our guests. And right now, the children at the table, we're going to dedicate the time to bring them into whatever the conversation is. Sometimes the child just needs to have given the space to read their Dvar Torah that they learned in school. And that's also fine if that's what they want to do, or if they have their own parsha questions. I've always found having a story prepared or questions that I want to ask them brings them into the conversation even more than just reading their own Dvar Torah. And that requires preparation. On weeks when I'm not prepared before, it doesn't go, doesn't work. But the time to be taken is on Friday or Thursday even, to find the websites that you like. Eshet Torah has a number of different resources. There are numerous other websites out there. Find a book, so that we have expectations as to what and how long the children will be at the table, and we're prepared when they do. This is the question that I'm going to ask. This is the story that I'm going to tell. This is when I'm going to ask my child, and he knows when he's there. I'm going to ask him to say his Dvar Torah from school, so that the children feel like they have a part at the Shabbos table, and when they are there, they will be engaged in the experience of Shabbos without having all the confrontations of forcing them to be there and to sit the whole time, and they don't want to do this. Stories are a way of engaging them as well without having any of that antagonism. We'll allow our Shabbos to be a place of peace and a place where our children feel they have a part and they enjoy with positive memories.